I would like to now describe seven sources of intrinsic security. Leaders, teachers, and particularly parents can do a great deal to build in themselves and in their children a deep sense of internal worth, of internal security. Let me give the following suggestions in this regard. First source of intrinsic security, a spiritually rich private life. Immersion in the gospel teachings, in the scriptures, and in daily prayer provides magnificent opportunity for the Lord to bestow on us a divine sense of who we really are and a testimony of His gospel. Second, the family. The family is God's ordained unit to provide each of its members a deep sense of worth, of personal security. Parents need to spend time communicating with each other, which itself feeds the emotional roots of security, respect, acceptance, and love. In addition to family prayer morning and night and the weekly family home evening, parents should spend time with each child on an individual basis, one-on-one. This should be done frequently. Just before retiring at night may prove to be a good time to sit or lie down next to a child and discuss that day and the child's feelings, concerns, fears, learnings. To merely be with the person and spend time with that child conveys intrinsic value. Your child knows from watching you all day long how much you value time. To listen, to attempt to understand, to be patient and kind and considerate, take time. Thus you communicate that you value your children intrinsically. Security also emerges largely from a sense of fairness and justice. Limits clearly set, rules established, and discipline consistently applied based upon those rules and limits, not on the mood of the moment. A third intrinsic source, nature. Occasionally immerse yourself and your children in nature. Nature is very accepting and can bequeath its quiet strength to anyone who takes the time to feel and to appreciate. To absorb yourself in the magnificent beauties of a canyon, to spend a day on the beach or in the mountains or in any lovely setting, and to take time to meditate and drink it all in helps build an intrinsic sense of worth. There are few of us who cannot testify of this principle. Moses went into the mountains to pray, the boy Joseph Smith to the sacred grove, and the Savior frequently retired into nature to commune. A fourth source of intrinsic worth, education. I've been fairly closely associated with adult education programs for a number of years, and I am impressed with their impact. Everything is changing so rapidly in the world, much of what we learned 10, even 5 years ago is obsolete today. Science and technology have made incredible advances in most every field of endeavor. Too many simply aren't trying to keep up, yet vainly they try to build their security on now obsolete skills and knowledge. I believe in a system of some kind for self-education. It doesn't have to be formal classes or courses. It may be an informal discussion group or a well-conceived reading program. But without some system or external discipline, most adults tend to give up after a good start on something and to fall back to old ways. They stop reading, they spend their time watching television, or they read only that which lies within their comfort zone. We must challenge ourselves to leave our comfort zone. Is the gaining of knowledge the main purpose of continued education? I don't believe so. The knowledge explosion is so vast and so rapid, we could give all of our time and still not keep up. If it's not knowledge, then what is it? To keep intellectually alive, to renew ourselves, to learn how to learn, how to adapt, how to change, how to communicate. What not to change? We must develop a feeling and a competence within that we can make a go of it in any situation, regardless of what happens. How can I, as a parent, help school become a source of intrinsic security? As parents, we must encourage our children in their schoolwork to be conscientious and systematic in their preparation, and then put value on their efforts. We should reward and recognize real learning and not merely the grade. This is not to say that grades do not have value, for they do. And generally speaking, those who follow these suggestions will get the highest grades. The basic concept is that continuing education, continuing learning, is in itself an extremely powerful intrinsic source of personal value. Now let us look at a fifth source of intrinsic worth, the church itself. Church activity and service are supremely important. Magnifying a priesthood calling, worshiping and praying with real intent for the right reasons are primary fundamental sources of an intrinsic sense of worth. Parents should also practice and teach their children to do more than the minimum expected. They should exemplify the attitude of how can I best serve, that is, going the second mile instead of what's in it for me. When children give anonymous service and go the second mile, and no one knows save God and them alone, they grow in a sense of their own worth and value. That which is done in the secret is rewarded in the open. They receive the Father's commendation. This is a divine definition, not a social definition of self. A sixth source of intrinsic worth, our daily work. Time must be taken for creative planning and for creative communicating with key people. Many people become bogged down in their work with mechanical details, a lot of trivia. They become almost automatons. Few people take the time to think very carefully about their assignments, to analyze the causes of the problems they deal with, to develop long-range plans of action to deal with them. This kind of reflection and planning takes initiative and imagination, in short, thinking, which is hard and expresses individuality. But the dividends are rich in terms of building a sense of self-worth and self-power. This comes from seeing the creative side of work and magnifying it. We must also plan into our schedule of work creative communication with the key people we work with, that is, uninterrupted blocks of time. We may give ourselves completely to a church job and yet have shallow relationships with those closest to us, our wives, husbands, children, counselors, or fellow workers. The Lord spent the majority of his ministry with a few key people, his apostles. He established a strong, deep, unforgettable relationship with them. He loved them, taught them, served them. To develop a close and open communication with those key people in your life is a rich and profound source of intrinsic security. Now let's look at the seventh source of intrinsic security. I call this faithfulness to the light. This last suggestion deals with integrity, with wholeness. Sincerity means without wax, no seams. When we as parents live true to the light we have been given and encourage our children to do likewise, all of these suggestions or forces combine together and create within us a sense of peace, unity, and wholeness, a sense of internal worth, internal security. Whenever we are untrue, this internal disunity puts us back onto the extrinsic treadmill, and unless we repent, we find ourselves anxious and fearful, often trying to become all things to all people. A life of pretense is a torturous life. To live a life congruent and harmonious with Jesus Christ, our Savior and Redeemer, is the highest source of intrinsic security. It is a personal dominion that without compulsory means will flow unto us forever and ever.